and I have everything in my car. After she can maybe walk me to the... Okay, I want to go further. I want to go on, but before we go on, just two nekudas in the sugya that we're leaving with Lil. So we saw the Rabban Shita is that when the Mishnah says that by the Tanago, it was a Lil Kol Shebiraglo, so you pay Chatzi Nezek, the Rabban learns that it's going on the Kosher, not on the Bala Tanago. The Bala Tanago is Potter. The Chiv is on the Kosher. So we want to learn the pshat. The Bala Tanigal is chotur because from his point of view, it's koyach koychem. The dlil, he has no achrayis for the dlil per se. So when the dlil knocks over the kli and the kli is miskalgal and breaks, so that's twice removed from Tanigal itself. Since the dlil, he has no achrayis for the dlil. As far as he's concerned, the dlil is not part of his Tanigal. He didn't ask for the dlil to be there. So the glue is like, for him, it's a pebble. So it's like he knocked the pebble knocked the kli was miscalculated, all that. That would be koyach koychi. So koyach koychi is bottom. That's why the Bala Tanigal is bottom. The chiv is on the kosher. But it's a chiv of chatzi nezek, because since Pasuk Tov Amaras, because mitzad the kosher, since he's a chroi for the glue. So he's now the one who has the chiyuvim for the glue. From his point of view, the dlil is part of the tanagel. It's like a shlif. It's like he put the shlif on the behemoth, he put the dlil on the tanagel. So now the dlil now is, so to speak, his tanagel. His tanagel, quote unquote, knocked over a kli. The kli was miskalgal, since bosa tovim on nazlinon. So it's soris and he pays chatzi nezek. That's what we saw in the Ram. So I at the time I was worried. One question: my sister, that was the Bosu Tov Amon Azlinon is a bayah. Rova had a bayah. Do you go Bosu Tov Amon or do you go Bosu Meikar? Why didn't Rova bring a raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you pay Chatzi Nezek. And the case apparently, the case has to be Adi Adi, that it was Niskagel. So why not bring from there a raya that you go Bosu Tov Amon? Because if you went Bosu Meikar, it'd be Nezek Sholem. It was a question I raised in passing, sort of raised this question. But the answer is Poshut. If you go bus lemanda, according to that side of Rova, you go bus to Meikara, then the Mishnah is talking about going on the kosher. Then the Mishnah will be going on the Valentinago. The Balat, if you go bus to Meikara, so I said before that for the Valentinago is koyach koyach. Why is it koyach koyach? Because the Tanago moved the dlil, and the dlil made the clear roll over. So that's koyach koyach. It's only koyach koyach because you go bus to Tavamana. If you go bus to Meikara, then it'll be koyach. So Nechanami, if you hold Bosomei Koraz Linon, then you could learn the Mishnah that who's the one who's Chayev, the Bala Tanago. And he's Chayev Chatzin Nezek Kals Koichai. The halacha that we hold Bosomei Koraz, but the Rambam at least passes Bosomei Koraz Monaz Linon, so it can't be the Bala Tanago who's Chayev, because now it's only Koich Koichai. So you have to say who's the one who's Chayev, the Kosher, and that's the Rambam, that it's the Kosher who's Chayev. The Rambam is going with Maskona, that his Maskona, the Bosomei Koraz Linon. But you can't be Poshet the Bayah, because it's not Mukhut. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that it's the Kosher who's Chayev. Maybe it's the Bala Tanigal is Chayev. So I'll leave it to M. Mr. Rambam holds it's not the Bala Tanigal is Chayev, because for the Bala Tanigal it's Chayev Koichet. But you can't be pushed at the Bayah, because you could learn the other way, that it's talking the Bala Tanigal is Chayev. That's our upshot. Then one more point that I don't want to spend time on it, but just to be just Mara Mokum Hulach. According to Tosfos, and those who shine in Muhol like Tosfos, that, let's get out of the Ramsar, most of the Shalom are not like the Ramah, but the person over here, we're talking about Adi Aduye, the Tanagel shot the Dliyov, and it's the Bala Tanagel is Chayef, it's Soyuz, go back to the normal schedule to Pshat and Gemara, not that we worked out in the Ramah. So the Tanagel is Adi Aduye, he shot off the Dlil went and hit something in the head, and so the Bala Tanagel is Chayef Tatsinez. So we saw Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What about the Balad Lil? Does he have any chiyuvim? So Rashi says no, because since it's not, nobody was niskel with Bayre, there was no, nobody tripped over it, it hit somebody in the head. So that has nothing to do with the Balat Lulut, only has to do with the Balat Aragon. Taisus of Chalik and Rashi, Taisus, 1 second, what happened to Eish? Yeah, like niskel Adam with Bayre, but the Shabbat of Eish, Abner Sakhano, Sakhino Masoish, they were mazik there at Iluchim. The Tanagal is like a Ruch Matsuya. So we should be chayiv the Balat Lul also. So Taisus and Echrami, the Balat Aragon and the Balat Lul are chayiv together. That's Shittus Taisus. Shittus Taisus, Shittus Harosh. Every Shaitim hold that the. We saw there are other Rishonim hold like Rashi, the Tosfos Rit, the Hashlama, the Ravid, like the Rishonim. But within Tosfos, that the Balat Tarnagel and the Balat Lul are both Chayim. How do you divide up the Chiyuv? Who pays how much? The Rosh says, how much would you think they should pay? How should they divide it up? Remember, by the Balat Tarnagel, it's Seres. Because it's Adyadu, it's Seres. For the Balat Lul, it's Eish. Eish, there's no Seres by Eish. So he has a chiyuv nezek shalom. So how do you divide up? The balat tarnagel is a chiyuv chatzin nezek. The balat lil is a chiyuv nezek shalom. So the ma'isa, how do you divide up the chiyuv? So the Rosh says, what would you guess? 3/4 and 1/4. That's what it says in Rosh. 3/4 and 1/4. The balat lil pays 3/4, and the balat tarnagel pays 1/4. Al derech the Gemara in Gemara says later in daf. Give him a test. Yeah, the gimel. Moses says in a gimel, if a short time pushed the behemoth into a bar, so the short time is a chiyav chatzin nezek. The bala bar is a chiyav nezek shalom. So there is an opinion in the word that we don't pass in like. That the Bala Shor pays 1/4, the Bala Bar pays 1/2, and the last quarter the Nizik is mafsid. That's, we don't pass in like, we pass in like Amnosim, Kilek, the Lumi Mahay, the Mishtala Mihai. The Nizik gets paid in full. But how do you divide it up? So the Gemara says 1/4 and 3/4. The Bala Shor, since it's a short time, pays 1/4. He basically is a Chiyav Chatzin Ezek, but here he has a Shuptav, so he pays 1/4 of an Ezek. And the Bala Bar pays 3/4. So the Rosh says the same thing over here, 3/4 and 1/4. Or it's the same thing. Tosfos are made of parrots, says 1/2 and 1/2. The Balat Tarnagel pays 1/2, the Balat Lul pays 1/2. The Rosh asks, why? Why is it any different than the Gemara over there in Daf and then Gimel? So I'll tell you how the Kitzur, we're not going to spend time on it, just to know. The Kitzur, that the Gemara over there, the Lamaisa asks, why does the Bal HaShor pay 1/4? He should pay 1/2. After all, he's the Gemara discusses how do you even look at it? Have a shor, you know, the shor pushed him into the bar. Do I look at it that each one was gairim half the nezek? Or do I look at it each one was gairim the whole nezek? So the Gemara asks either way. You could learn that each one was gairim half the nezek. So the Bala Shor was gairim half the nezek. You should pay 1/4. The Bala Bar was gairim half the nezek. You should pay 1/2. And the last 1/4, you should talk and be mafsik. Like there is a pattern also way, but we don't pass in that way. So why not? So the Gemara answers, that's what the Gemara even means. The Gemara says the owner of the dead animal can say to the Bala Bar, I found my animal in your bar, so you have to pay me the remainder. So it says it means that the Bala Bar is the more matzah. So even though they're shutfim, but the Bala Bar is more. Anyway, that's not our concern. But the Gemara says, what if you hold the other way around? What if you hold that each one was mazik the whole thing? So then why? So each one was mazik the whole thing. They both did the whole hezek together, but they both did the whole hezek. So why does the Bal HaShor only pay 1/4? Why doesn't he pay 1/2? After all, he also is mazik the whole behemoth, and he has a chiyuv chatzin hezek. So he has a chiyuv chatzin hezek. No, his point is each one really has a chiyuv half to pay chatzin hezek. The Bal HaBar should pay chatzin hezek because his chiyuv is nezek sholem, and here he is. Okay, here there's a partner, so he'll pay 1/2 of that. And the Bala HaShor, well, he was also masik the whole behemah. He has a chiyuv chatzin nezek. That's 1/2, so final pay 1/2. So the Gemara answers that the Bala HaShor can say, "Ihochi, if I'm going to pay 1/2, then shut v'soy maya hanili. If my animal would have done the hezek by itself, I would have also paid chatzin nezek. Now I did it together with the Bala HaBar. So the Baal Avos should carry some of the expense. Like, why should I pay as much when my shor is mazik together with the bar? Why should I pay just as much as I would have paid if my shor would have been mazik by itself? Which, you know, which, what benefit did I have now from having a shutif in the hezek? So therefore, the Baal Shor goes down to a kor. That's the Gemara. So Rashi's Gemara kipshutay that the Baal Shor could say, I have a shutif, so therefore my hezek, my tashlumin should go down from a half to a kor. Of course, the Baal Avos is a shutif too. So his tashlumin also went down. If he didn't have a shutif, he would have paid a whole. Now that he has a shutif, he pays three quarters. So each one of them pays less. We have to do it in a way that each one pays less than he would have paid had he done the hezek by himself. That's the Rashi of the Gemara. So over there, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres over there says he doesn't understand. Yeah, each one benefits from having a shutuf, but who benefits more? The Baal HaShor, the Baal HaBar, in percentages, who benefits more? The Baal HaShor benefits more. If the Baal HaShor had not had a shutuf, would not have had a shutuf, how much would he have paid? Half. Chatzinas, right? If there would have been no Baal HaBar, the Baal HaShor would have done it all by itself. So how much would the Baal HaShor have to pay? Chatzinas. Now that he has a shutuf, what's his discount? 50%. Goes down to Rabbi Elazar. The Baal HaBar, if he would have done the Hezek all by himself, his bar would have done the Hezek all by itself, he would have paid Nezek Shalom, now he pays three quarters. So what's his discount? 25%. Says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres. Why is that fair? Why should they have different, the discount should be the same for each of them? See, Eish L'Falpa, what's the answer to that? But because of that question, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres says that he thinks that that's not the pshat in the Gemara. Shut v'soy mayahani, he says, really means tamusi v'shut v'soy mayahani. He says pshat in the Gemara is that there's a gzeres hakosuf by a tam, by a short tam, that it pays half of what it paid had it been a nezek, had it been a mu'ud. That's the gzeres hakosuf. That a short tam doesn't just pay chatzin nezek. It pays half of what it would have paid if it would have been a mu'ud. It's a special taina by a short tam. It's not a general taina that you have to have a discount because you have a shutuf. Now, the Baal HaBar, we don't need to give him a discount. Why should we give him an echa teis? It's no such rule. His bar was mazik. What does it matter that he had a discount to get a shutuf or not? It's a special din by a tam that there's exerts a cost of the Torah said that a short tam pays half of what a short mu'ud pays. And since had it been a short mu'ud, they would have split him half and half. Right? If a short mu'ud would push him to a bar, what would it be? Half and half. So the exerts a cost of is that a short tam pays a quarter. And then the Baal HaBar pays the rest. He doesn't get such a big discount. Who cares? There's no special din that you have to have the same amount of discount. There's a special din that a tam has to be half what a mu'ud is. I've got the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres. So that's the pshat of the Rabbeinu Peres and Shitosai. Rabbeinu Peres holds there's no global principle, there's no axiom that you have to have a discount because you're a shutuf. It's a special din by a short tam that a short tam pays half of what a short mu'ud would have paid. And that's a special din by a short tam. It's a gzeres hakosuf. Somewhere in the parsha of a chotzos hashor hachai, somewhere in that parsha it says that a short tam pays half of what a short mu'ud would pay. I don't know exactly where it says, but it says it's gzeres hakosuf. Well, that gzeres hakosuf says by short tam. It doesn't say by tzeres. I don't know if there's any gzeres hakosuf or mitzalach l'mashim sini altogether. It doesn't say, we don't know that there's a gzeres hakosuf that tzeres has to be half as much as what he would have paid had it been a zekah de gufa. So then with Chazarnu to the Moras Havim, you know, that should be half and half. So the Bala Tarnago pays half, and the Bala, since each one was Masik the whole thing, so the Bala Dul pays half, and the Bala Tarnago pays half. So only by a short time, it's a special svara that there's a kosov that a short time has to be half as much as a sharam. Anyway, I don't want to spend time on this. We can spend the whole shiur, maybe. Yeah?
I think when we were doing the question by
Yeshua
via Nezek was that.
Oh, that's right. So I want to flag this. I don't want to spend time on it, but I'm just flagging it. The Chor is already here by the Gemara of Yeshua Lutzoros to Revi'a Nezek. Ravashi's by it. Very good. Ravashi to by Yeshua Lutzoros to Revi'a Nezek. You have it's a Tam and it's Soros. So the Gemara is a Shalit. It's a Bible issue. Ravashi's by it. You say it's Revi'a Nezek or it's Chatzi Nezek. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres over there has a whole arichus. What's the buy? Of course it's Chatzin Nezek. A tam based Chatzin Nezek. Tzoris based Chatzin Nezek. So why should it be Revi'a Nezek? It's Chatzin Nezek for two reasons. Hikshari voices. So why should it be Rabbi Nezer? Why should they multiply each other? You have a chi of chatzin ezek al tzoros. You have a chi of chatzin ezek al short time. So they're both saying the same thing. Shetei chatzin ezek. So he says the answer is the baya is in the halacha l'moshe mishini of tzoros. Is the halacha l'moshe mishini of tzoros that you pay chatzin nezek or chatzin. What did he say earlier? Or chatzin ezek de gufa. I think that's what he says. Shema halacha nishnas b'tzoros. The mashalim chatzi nezik midin avshalem. Maybe tzoros. Yeah, that's what it says. It's chatzi. What's the hilchos of chatzi nezik of tzoros? Is the halacha of tzoros that you pay chatzi nezik, or is the halacha of tzoros that you pay chatzi of the av? And since the av over there is keren, Tosfos made a pair of tzoros like places that keren also has tzoros. Since the av of keren is chatzi nezik, maybe the tzoros of keren is revi nezik. Or is it Tzoros always Chatzin Ezek? Or maybe Tzoros of Keren is Revi'in Ezek, at least by Keren Tam. No, that's it. So it's a Shailen Tzoros. But here it's not a Shailen Tam. As far as Tam is concerned, you should pay Chatzin Ezek. Why Revi'in Ezek? Chatzin Ezek. The Shailen, the Hilchus of Tzoros, maybe the Hilchus of Tzoros of Keren, as it's a different kind of Tzoros. Regular Tzoros of Regal is Chatzin Ezek. Maybe Tzoros of Keren is Revi'in Ezek. What happened to the Xeris Akosov? The Rabbeinu Peretz says in Daphne Gimel that there's Xeris Akosov by Shartam, that a Shartam pays half, would have paid if it would have been a Shartam Mu'ud. If it would have been a Shartam Mu'ud, it would be Tzoros. How much would you pay? Chatzin Ezek. So the Xeris Akosov, Shartam pays half of a Mu'ud. So it should be a Revi'in Ezek. That was even not off the Tzoros side, off the Tam side. Yes, that's somebody could say Chabur. What's the Shartam? Why by a Shartam that was left into a bar? But the parish says, Xeris HaKosuv, that the short time only pays, the Baal HaShor only pays Revi and Ezek, because the Xeris HaKosuv, there's no shoot for Soy Mayahadili in general. There's no such rule. But there's Xeris HaKosuv by a short time, but it pays half of what it would have paid if it would have been a Mu'ud. If it would have been a Mu'ud, it would have paid Chatzin Ezek, because it has a Shutuf. It's half and half, and it would have been evenly divided. Mu'ud, short Mu'ud, with the bar, would have half and half. Now that it's a time, it goes down to Revi. Xeris HaKosuv. So it's the same thing by Xeris. If it would have been a regular tzoros, it's chatzin nezek. If it would have been a mu'ud of tzoros, it would have been chatzin nezek. So now there's a tam, should be revi nezek. Yeah, so mitzvah liyashiv. Okay, let's go on. We have to move. Hop around with 2 days before Sar Chazar. Let's try to hop around a little bit. Zot mishnah. Case of Hashem, where is lecha is haroila. It's parallel to the first mission. The case of a regular mu'edis, the case of a shem mu'edis. Lechol es harayla. We had a machlekes in the first mission. The same machlekes over here. How to punctuate the mission? Rashi learns case of a regular, case of a shem mu'edis. Answer: Lechol es harayla. Tosis learns case of a shem mu'edis. Lechol es harayla. Anyway, case of a shem mu'edis. Lechol es harayla. Have a hay mu'edis. Lechol peiros v'yirakos. Yes, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between? The same thing. What was one different? Case of the regal. Case of the shem mu'edis lechol esarayla. That's the same thing as abeim mu'edis lechol peiros v'yirakos. Well, answer the beginning of the parak is chayim behema. Case of the shem means chayim, and case of the behema means behema. And hachta asim joshua chaviva leisa. It says chayim first. Fine. Ochel k'susa kelim shalom chatzi nesik. That's already mishuna. The medvar mamur b'shus hanisik. Al b'shus rabim poter. Shein is poter b'shus rabim. Shein in regel gnidu biyur b'steacher is poter b'shus rabim. But v'imdenes mishalem is ma'ashen enes. But that's still a rule. Even where you poter as mazik, you still pay for the hano. So the muscle, if the shor went in b'shus rabim, the pain went b'shus rabim and ate a steak, so it made a fancy steak or caviar or something. So it's very expensive. He doesn't have to pay. Shein b'shus rabim is poter. But the mice of the behemoth comes home full. And the owner doesn't have to give him straw or barley, whatever, for supper. So the owner gains some money. So that already, the mazik has to pay to the nizik. That's a chiyuv of nena. The big literature, what exactly is the nature of the chiyuv of nena? Maybe we'll talk about it later. We get to makif and nikif. What exactly is the chiyuv of nena? What's the nature of this chiyuv of nena? So the pashat of pshat, the consensus pshat, is that it's a kind of a moini gabach. That since the loss of the stake of the nizik put, so to speak, money in the bank account of the mazik, because now he saved the doesn't have to lay out money for supper, so that's like a loan. That's nothing to do with chiyuv mazik. Because the mazik is now, let's say the straw would have cost him 50 cents, the steak was maybe $10, but the 50 cents he gained. So that 50 cents was, so to speak, transferred from the Nizik's to the from the bank account of the Nizik to the bank account of the Mazik. So the Mazik has to give it back. So Pashut Mamadigaloch. It's like Hashavas Avedu. That's nothing to do with Chiyuvei Mazik. Cases Mishlemes Mashen Enes. For example, Ochel Mitoicha Rechava. If the behemah ate from the middle of the street, Mishlemes Mashen Enes. Then you only have to be Mashen Enes. Al Shein Yipotah. Mitzidi Rechava. That has the status of Mishas Yochid. Mishlemes Mashen Hizika. Likewise, Mipesach Achrus Mishlemes Mashen Enes. Mitoicha Achrus Mishlemes Mashen Hizika. Let's see Rashi. Case of Shem Uedis. Umishani Lechelus Erlo. Same as Rashi in the first Mishnah. Mishalemis Chatzinezek to Mishunu. I will push this Rabbi Potter, the Bin Rabbi Bistayache. That's just for Kale Nami Potter, the Gemara Mepharshtu. Why should we Potter in the Tzitzit Kale? That's already Kerem. Masha Nenis, Laf Tashlum and Ma'al Yeninu Kinem Mepharsh Begumar. Mitzidei Rechav, Mishalemis Masha Zika, Kitim Kerem Tam, Chatzinezek. Umud Nezek Sholem. Yeah, that's Rashi Shito, that Mitzidei Rechav is Kerem. We'll see later in the Gemara. Okay. Zotim Matan Rabban. Hashem Uedes Lechel Sarayla Kesed. Behemish Nifas Lechotzer Anizik. Uviyochla Eichlin Haruim Lo Beshosh Samashk Naruim Lo Mshalim Nezik Sholem. Chen Chayish Nifas Lechotzer Anizik. Vetorfa Behemah Beochla Bosser Mshalim Nezik Sholem. Uporish Ochel Soirim. Vechamor Shochel Kashinim. Vekelev Shaliki Kesashemen. Vechazir Shochel Chaticha Shal Bosser. Mshalem is Nezik Sholem. Those are all shame. Even though not exactly the food that these animals would necessarily eat. A kelev doesn't usually eat shemen. It eats meat, nevela. And a chazir doesn't usually eat meat. It eats maybe shemen. And parashach masayrim and chamashach kashinim also. It's usually the other way around. Nonetheless, you still have to pay. That's the chiddush over here, that you pay nezek shalom al shemen. Amr apopa, hashtu da'amet kalmidi d'la v'urchi v'ochle le'al de'atchak shmei achila. Now you're telling me this halacha, that something that an animal would not normally eat. It would eat it if it's in dire straits. But it wouldn't. It's not its normal diet. It's still called shame. So therefore, if a cat ate tamarim, or a donkey ate fish, mishalam nezek sholem. Because it's also tzachil like they hatchak. Dr. Ashi. Just a few hours over here. First of all, it says halacha in the Gemara that anything that a behemah would eat al yedei hadchak, it's not called mishunah, it's called shame. And Rashi is, I feel a shalai al yedei hadchak. Meaning, it's not just that it's called shame if it ate it al yedei hadchak. That was the case, it was taka, how it was starving. Even if now it's shalai al yedei hadchak, the behemah has, it's not, there's nothing, there's no pressing circumstances over here. But nonetheless, since the etzim, it could eat these things al yedei hadchak, so it's called an achila. So what's Rashi's lashon? Lashon Gemara. Shmei achila afilu shlo yadecha. The lashon Gemara is shmei achila. It's called an achila afilu shlo yadecha. So the emes need to understand. The mice is still mishunah. What do I mean that it's called achila? Fine. So it has a shem achila. Basically, the animal ate on Yom Kippur, such a thing will be chayav for eating on Yom Kippur. So because it has a shem achila, and maybe it's chayav in the bracha. Shmei achila. But what does that do over here? Here we don't know if it's mishunah or not. Right now it's not. Right now it's not. They attack. So why isn't it mishul? And Eli has a lashon that ain shinu zem afkir midei shem. Exactly what that means. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why is the shinu not afkir midei shem? So, look, I think from here is a raya to what we talked about in the sugya of kishkashu baramoso. That the getter of shinui is not, that this is something that doesn't happen often. It's infrequent. The getter of shinui is that it's yotzei chutz from the teva of the animal. We had different schois on this exactly. We had a whole slew of ishayim who said that the getter of shinui is that it does it bekavon of the hergish. Not the normal instinct of the animal. It's something the animal is doing outside of its normal instinct. It's bekavon of the hergish. We had in Taisus Behemah Peretz, we had absolutely work through that. It's also something that's outside of the Teva of this Behemah, or even this Karamulad, but it's outside of the Teva of Behemoth in general. So then you could say, I think that's the Pshat in the Gemara here. Avada, it's not frequent that a Chazir eats Basa. And it's not frequent that a Kelev eats Shemen. Statistically, it's a rare event. That's Loyal Zeh Nadonim. We want to know, is this part of its eating instinct, or is it something that's Yotzei Chutz L'Tivo? So Gemara says, since we find that if the animal is hungry, this is what they'll eat it. So it's programmed into its instinct of eating. So right now, so therefore, whenever it eats it, it's called that it's eating it instinctively, and it's then it's Shmei Achil. I don't care that right now this is not its normal diet. I see that sometimes the Chazir will eat Basa. I see that sometimes the Kelev will eat Shemen. So Mele, that's part of its programming, that a Chazir is able to eat Basa and a Kelev is able to eat Shemen. So Mele, whenever I see it happen, so that's it. That's part of its. It's not Chutz Mitiva, and Mele, it's not called Mishunim. That's number one. Number two, but Rashi's, what about, so they're asking, then Rashi's barley, what about Chutz Mikhail? So Rashi, no. So Chutz Mikhail is not really fair. Chutz Mikhail wouldn't even eat Al Yedei Yatchak, the animal doesn't eat Chutz Mikhail. That's true. I mean, that's Poshta, that's what it says in the Gemara. Rashi adds at Tosefos that therefore, that Chutz Mikhail is Kavanos Lahazim. So number one, why does Rashi need that? You should say Chutz Mikhail is Takam Mishunim. The getter is always Mishunah. So Chutz Mikhail is Mishunah. Something that he tells you they had chak, so that's not called the Shimui. That's not called the Shimui. Shmei Achil is not a Shimui. Chutz Mikhail is even on the Yad Chak doesn't eat. So that is a Shimui. What does Rashi have to add that it's Kavanos Lahazim? The fact that we had already a whole slew of rites that Shane does not, that Karen rather, does not need to be Kavanos Lahazim. It only needs to be Mishunah. We had to worry about Kavod Rishonim, right? Kavod Achalimra. And Arisha Torah, and Tarigal Shoytu Roshi Lavir Kli Yischuchas. Well, the Gemara said it's not Kavanos LaHazik, but since it's Mishun, it has a din of care. And now we're in Rashi, so in Rashi we can get more rayas from Rashi. So those are rayas from Gemara, but here we're addressing a Rashi. We can add more rayas from Rashi from Shemshita's Rashi. Kofetzes. The Gemara says later Kofetzes. Is Chatzin Ezek. Rashi learns that Kefetzes rather is Chayiv Shisarabim. Umdav Ochl is Chayiv Shisarabim. And we're on top of Chof Merah. And Rashi learns because it's Keren, it's Mishunah. Not Kavanos La. Hearts, Pistonah, not Kavanos La. Hazak. The pain was Kofetz of Ochl. So it's Mishunah, it's Chayiv Shisarabim, Kavanos La Hazak. It's not Kavanos La Hazak. But it's Mishunah, Mishunah is enough. Or there's a Rashi of Chesem Ibeis, we spoke about it in the past, the famous Rashi of Chesem Ibeis. Rashi talks of the case of Chazayuk of a Nafal. The behema saw some vegetables on the other side of a bar. This is a Chazi behema, and it went there after the vegetables and fell into the bar and killed somebody. Once, twice, three times it happened. Came a Shara Mu'ud to fall into the holes and be Razik things. So Rashi over there says, all the Richas there in Rashi about Kofer and so on, it's a complicated sugya, but Rashi, Sekhar Ram says, the first three times was Keren, because it was Mishunah for a behema to fall into a hole right in front of him. But after three times when it becomes a mu'ud, Rashi says, it's shame. Because it's not Kavanos al-Hazik, it's doing the Ran also. So it's Mufurish and Rashi, well that's interesting, Rashi all by itself. That it's the first three times Mishunah, so it's Karen Tan, but then it graduates to being shame because it's not Kavanos al-Hazik. Yeah, so that's a Rashi, we never really did talk so much about that Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi, somehow it seems in that Rashi that by Karen, the Pshuta says in that Rashi something radical, that Keren Tam is a different definition than Keren Mu'ud. Keren Tam is Mishunah, and Keren Mu'ud is defined by Kavanosa Lehazik. That's Chorin says in that Rashi. Keren Tam is defined by Mishunah, Keren Mu'ud is defined by Kavanosa Lehazik. Yeah, I just want to say that's Hakal Pshat Rashi. Rashi has a sheet of the Keren Tam and Keren Mu'ud are two different worlds. That's Rashi and Yashiv of all the Gemara. So all the Gemara that talk about Kavanosa Lehazik, those are Keren Mu'ud. All the Gemara's that talk about the Mishunah, those are Gemara's about Karen Tam. That's a posh that Mahalach and Rashi, because we spoke about by Arisha Torah, it's Mufurish of the Gemara, that after four times it's still Karen, it's Karen Mu'ud. Feresh Gemara, by the Gemara, by Arisha Torah. It's Feresh in that Gemara, we talked about it in the context of the Rosh. But where's the work that's all from the base? Tezayin was based. Where's the Beferish? That Arisha Torah, after four times, is a Karen Mura. First two times is a Karen Tam. It's Mishunna. And the fourth time it's a Karen Mura. I's not Kavanos Lahazik. Yeah, that's what Kor was going on in that Rashi. But whatever is going on in that Rashi, it's Mefurish in the Rashi that Karen Tam does not need to be Kavanos Lahazik. Rashi has his bombshell, Karen Mura needs to be Kavanos Lahazik. That's Tzorachim, what that is. But Karen Tam is Beferish. That it does not need to be Kavanos Lahazik. It's enough that it's Mishunna. Well, what are we talking about over here? Karen Tam and Karen Mood. Upluk Sus for Kalim. What does the Mishnah say that you pay? Chatzin Ezek. So we're talking about Karen Tam, not Karen Mood. So why does Rashi need Kavanos Lahazik? Karen Tam for sure. It's not totally in Kavanos Lahazik. It's totally in Mishnah. What does Rashi want? The stum of the Pshat in Rashi is Rashi doesn't mean to say. I mean, Rashi mem chesem and beis that with Karen Tam and Karen Mood and Chazal Yukul, that Rashi needs a hesber by itself. What to do with that Rashi? You know, we talked about the Rosh and other Rishonim, places we've been parents. That Rashi needs a hesber. But as far as this Rashi is concerned, l'chayr Rashi doesn't mean over here that you need kavanos lehazik because that's the definition of Karen. Karen doesn't need kavanos lehazik. All needs to be is mishulim. Rashi here is just coming to explain what's the difference between Kelev Shachal Shemen and Ochel Ksus from Kelev. Kelev Shachal Shemen is also Mishum. As we asked before. So Ochel Ali Deyatchak. Right now it's not Ali Deyatchak. So right now it's Mishum. So we say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's still called an Achilah. So I want to say the same thing by Ksus from Kelev. Yes, so there it doesn't even need Ali Deyatchak. Why does that matter? If you see that Achilah Mishunah, like Kelev Sha'ochel Shemen is still called Shem, it's still called Shame. So why is Ochel Ksus V'Kelev any different? Why does it matter if it eats it Al Yedei Hadchak or not? But right now it's not Al Yedei Hadchak. So Rashi's saying, the line what I said before, that when it eats something that it could eat Al Yedei Hadchak, so I say that even though now it's not eating it Al Yedei Hadchak, but it's eating it out of the instinct of eating, it's still called Achilah. Still part, it's part of its drive to eat. So it's weird that it's eating, that it's a shemen eating shemen, that it's a kelev eating shemen, or a chazir eating boster, it's strange. But as long as it belongs to the shem achilo, so we say it's something the animal is doing b'teva, because achilo the animal does b'teva. Even though it's very rare that it should eat these things that it only eats al yedei hadchak, but whatever we can put under the heading of achilo, that belongs to the teva of the teva of the behemoth. The big instinct, the biggest teva of the behemoth is to eat. So anything that can be consumed under Hashem Achilo, so we call it it can't be called Mishunah. It's not chutz miteva behemoth. I think in this Rashi maybe you see also this idea that Mishunah means chutz miteva behemoth. Achilo is in the teva of the behemoth. So it doesn't matter that it only eats it like Deyat Chak. As long as it would eat it like Deyat Chak, it's called Achilo. As long as it's Achilo, then it's inside the, then it's within the teva of the behemoth. Because the teva of the behemoth, the animal has two big tevas, and one of them is Achilo. So that's it. It's called Achilah. So what's Ksus V'Kelev any different? So Rashi says, no, that's not even called an Achilah. Why isn't it called an Achilah? This animal's so hungry that it eats even Ksus V'Kelev. The answer is that's not why it's eating the Ksus V'Kelev. It's not eating the Ksus V'Kelev because it's hungry. It's eating the Ksus V'Kelev because it's Kavanos L'Hazik. That doesn't mean you always need Kavanos L'Hazik to be Karen. Lots of things could be Karen without being Kavanos L'Hazik. But what's mafkid from the Shema, but why isn't this called Achilah? It's not called Achilah because it's not doing it out of hunger. If it'll be doing it out of hunger, it will be called Shem. Yeah, it's Chodesh Chayla, so why is it different Kalba Dachalimra? Kalba Dachalimra, it is doing it out of hunger. And yet we say that it's Mishunah. Here we say it's Mishunah, we say it's not called an Achilah. So the answer is that Kalba Dachalimra is not Mishunah because the eating is Mishunah. Haladachalim is Mishunah because the killing is Mishunah. So that's Takim Mishunah. That I don't say that it belongs to, it has a Shemach. The killing of the Imra. In fact, we know the Rosh. Rashi is the Rosh. But the Rosh holds Ad Kedekach that it's only Mishunah, only the killing is Mishunah, but the Achila is normal. And the Rosh holds that in the Achila, it pays Nezik Shalom. By Haladachalim. When the Kalba kills the Imra and eats it, so it goes down in value twice. First of all, it goes down in value from being alive to being dead, the Imra. And then it goes down in value from being dead to being eaten. So the Rosh says, on the first drop in value, you pay Chatzin Nezik. That's Kalba Dachal Imra, that's Mishunah. But on the second drop in value, you pay Nezik Shalom. That's already regular. That's not Mishunah. And Rashi holds, no, since it only was able to eat it because it killed it, then the killing was Mishunah, so that's also called Mishunah. So fine, that's all Machalikus Taisus there in the Rebbe. But Akapani, what makes it over there Mishunah is the killing was Mishunah, not the Achila. But over here, it's the Achila that's Mishunah. So that's the Gemara. In the Achila, I don't care that it's Mishunah. That's a Rashi, I think that's a Rashi in the Gemara. Achila, since it's Ochla Alidei Adchak, Rashi was also bothered. Who cares that it would eat it Alidei Adchak? But right now, it's not Alidei Adchak. Terry says, once it has a Shem Achila, then I don't care that it's Mishunah. Achila is Be'etzim, it's Teva. There's no, anything that's being labeled Achila is not called the Yisir Chutz L'Tivu. No, so Ochlok Suskekeim should be the same thing. The Torah says, that's not called an Achila at all. Why is it not called an Achila at all? Because it's not doing it because it's hungry. It's doing it because it's Kavanos Lahazik. Okay, let's see later. Who chamed Ochl namu palsi l'solom? Rashi has two pshotim. What was the story over here? Palsi lasa, it chewed up the basket too. Lishna chreina palsi sodkei, that it broke the salt to get to the food, to get to the bread. Chivei Rabbi Yehuda l'shalom nezik shalom en nahama ve'asa l'chatzi nezik. V'ek the Gemara Rabbi, k'heim ad uruch l'meichel nahama uruch inami l'plusi sola. So the Gemara says, the ochle v'od the polis. First it ate the bread, then it went after the basket. So that's already Mishulam. V'ek the Gemara pasu uruchil. Is that normal for chamor to eat pas altogether? V'reminu ochle pasu bosu v'tafsal m'shalom chatzi nezik. So the Gemara thought it means that if for a behemoth to eat bread is Mishunah, it must be some Mishunah that's not even called like Akila Adinei Adchak. Mamish Mishunah Chatzi Nezik. So why is it Chayav? So the Gemara answers, Loi B'Chayav. He's talking about a Chayav. For a Chayav to eat bread is Mamish Mishunah. For a behemoth not. Chamor is a behemoth. In fact, the Gemara Chayav, Boser Uchay. So why is Boser in the list? Chayav normally is Boser. The Gemara says, Dematvi, it was solo. It was roasted. So an animal doesn't eat roasted meat. Ad kedekachter is chatzin ezek. It's not even called achilei deitchak. It's kavanos lahazik. Animal eats roasted meat. It's kavanos lahazik. L'chor l'firash, that's how it has to come out. Not only l'firash, l'chor from the Gemara itself. Achilei deitchak is still called achilo. And this is not even achilei deitchak. For an animal to eat that's matvi, tzoloi, is called is chatzin ezek. V'boi yisema b'tavio. That the chayil they're talking about is the deer. It doesn't eat meat. It's not part of a deer's diet to eat meat. You buy same al oilim a behema. Maybe it's not talking about a behema. Going back to behema. So why is eating pas mishunah? We said before that when the chamor ate bread, it was not mishunah. My answer is Rashi's gear says b'psayra. The bread was on the table. So Rashi says, this is the last Rashi b'psayra shal al shulchan ochle she'ain darkei b'kach. That's mishunah for to eat bread on the table. It's a lot of Rishonim Achelik in this Rashi. That's Mishunah. I mean, again, the Mishunah has to be not just that it's a little bit unusual. The Mishunah has to be that it's Lav Shem Achil Olo and it's Kavanos Lahazik. They ate bread on the table. Okay, it's a overly polite animal, but that makes it Kavanos Lahazik. So Ne'ivi says maybe it means that there are people around the table. So that's already that's very Mishunah. The animal should go, you know, where there are people eating. That's already aggressive. Other Rishonim have a different gears in the Gemara. They bring a Ben Chananel's gears is b'psoiso, b'psuso. I said b'psuso b'soich hamorok. It was like croutons or something. So that's Mishunah for even for a behemoth. Yeah, let's see right there. Who barcha the chos lives up the donor? There was a goat and it saw some lefes. What?
in the rush must be living according to a kappa. The Gemara defines a kappa as the final karen.
Okay.
On the base of the bed, the Gemara defines for a kappa karen as something which is kappa as lahat. Now he's talking within a minor of a kappa.
Oh, there's a nachas. There's a rashash. That's the famous rashash. The rashash says that a papa is paganis kimamoina, and the man named a paganis kimamoina. So then, Karen is not defined as a mishuna because Taisus says. Remember, we had the Taisus about hashad the amid paganis kaknasa. So high kalva the achol imra mishuna v'le magvina lebe bavol. So the push traveling Gemara is, but a paganis kimamoina, then magvina lebe bavol. But the Taisus says it means the man named a paganis kimamoina. That means that stam shorim are lab becheska shimur. And it's not Mishunah, Karen's not Mishunah, but something that really is Mishunah is Pato Lagami. So the man da'am, or Pagan is Kimamayna, Karen that's really Mishunah, like Kabad Achalimra, something that's Mishunah, is Mamish Pato. So if something that's, which is Mishunah is Pato, and Karen is not Mishunah, so what defines Karen? So there's a Shashan that Bey says that according to the man da'am, or Pagan is Kimamayna, the definition of Karen is Kavanosa Lahazik, not the Mishunah. According to the man da'am, or Pagan is Kaknosa, the definition of Karen is Mishunah. The definition of Karen is that it's Kavanosa Lahazik. And the Rashi says that's the Pshat of the Rashi in the Beis and the Beis. Because Rashi in the Beis and the Beis, by the memory over there of a Papa, Maishna, Ahav, it's Kavanosa Lahazik. Maishna told us Kavanosa Lahazik. So Rashi over there says, really, it's Lashon Gemara. The Rashi says, Beferish, that the definition of that Karen is Kavanosa Lahazik. The Ahav is Kavanosa Lahazik, told us Kavanosa Lahazik. Lashon Rashi in the Beis and the Beis. We took this a little bit, but I didn't take it so seriously. I still don't take it so seriously. I mean, I don't take it so seriously. Rashi, they said, here we go. Yeah, towards the end of the narrow lines, Vito. The Hochia, we told the Karen, the Kavanos and the Hazaki Karen, they don't know the Zeke Karen. So it says in that Rashi that Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. So the Rasha says that's because we're going over there in Rapapa. Rapapa is one who said to the same case, Vieshman Kreis from Vieshman Yafkeis, and we're about Rapapa. And Rapapa is one who holds Paganis Kamamayma. So Rapapa Lashitosa holds the definition of Karen is not that it's Mishunah, but rather that it is Kavanos Lahazik. The problem is that we have a lot of Gemaras that talk about Kavanos Lahazik. They can't all be Rapapa. We had the Gemara about Kishkashub Harmosu, he talks about Kavanos Lahazik. And we had the Gemara about Kaifer, that there's no Kaifer by Regal, because it's only by Karen that it's Kavanos Lahazik. There are a lot of Gemaras that say that Karen is Kavanos Lahazik, and there are also a lot of Gemaras that say that Karen is Mishunah. So, I can't blame them all on Rapapa. So that's why they're not so happy with that Rashash. And we said the other Malcolm in the steer between Kavanos Lahazik and we had all the Rishonim who said that Kavanos Lahazik doesn't mean Kavanos Lahazik, it means Kavanah Behergish. Kavanos Lahazik is where you see that it's a Chutz L'Tivo. We had the different Malcolm, we learned the Sugya of Kishkashub HaMos. But not that Karen is nothing to do with Mishunah. And even the Taisus that says that Palgan Iskim Emoina, that the Mandom of Palgan Iskim Emoina. So Taisus says, so it means that Karen's not Mishunah. Mishunah is Potter Lagamri. Karen's not Mishunah. So the Rashi says, so what is the definition of Karen? Karen must become an Osel Hazik. So he says, what about Ochlo Ksus V'Kalim? Ochlo Ksus V'Kalim. It's a Mishnah, Ochlo Ksus V'Kalim. Why isn't it Potter? It's Mishunah, it should be Potter. Taisha says that according to the Mandom of Hagen, it's going to every Mishunah is Potter. What? Ochlo Ksus V'Kalim is not Mishunah. It's just Kavanos Lahazik, but it's not Mishunah.
Rashi here says we hold Paganeska Knasa specifically. It says Asala Chatzin
Nezek, turn twice time. The Mishunah, the toughest Nezek, they've done in the Kostas Bababal, yeah, good point. But, I mean, besides everything else, Rashi here is Ferish Gonum on the Paganeska Knasa. Even though the Gemara is, even though it was our Pope who said, Hashtu the Armit, Kol Midi Dlavuchi, Shmei Achila,
he also says it's Mishnah on the Mishnah. This is a case of.
Wait a second, where's this Rashi going on? This Rashi is going on. It's not going in a Papa. Yeah, it's talking about Rabbi Yehuda. You're talking about a papa. The Gemara before about a papa who said that Kelev she'achal shemen. Because sir, you want to say a word al derech the Rashash? That Rav Papa who said that Kelev she'achal shemen is nezek shalom is shein. So Papa l'shitasa the paganiskim amayna. And if paganiskim amayna, the definition of Karen is not that it's mishuna, but that is kavanosa lahazik. And Kelev she'achal shemen is not kavanosa lahazik. But according to the Magen Omer, the paganiskim knosa, and the definition in the Rashash's shikudar, the definition of Karen is mishuna. So maybe Kelev she'achal shemen will takavi mishuna, it'll be chatzin ezek. Yeah, I mean, no question. In the world of the Rashash, if we go with the Shtikl Torah of the Rashash, again, the Shtikl Torah of the Rashash is very controversial. The Rashash is a chap. Rashash is a chap. That the Gemara in that Beis Naman Beis that talks about Karen being Kavanos Lahazik, and the Rashi stresses it that the definition of Karen is Kavanos Lahazik, because in the world of Paladin Iskim Amayno, that means that Karen is not Mishunna. So if Karen is not Mishunna, in Faket, Mishunna is Potter. Kalu Dachalim is Potter Lagamri. Karen is not Mishunna, Mishunna is Potter God. So what's the definition of Karen? Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. So there are Pup over there, the Gemara, Kavanos Lahazik, that's their Pup of Gemara. The Madam of Paladin Iskim Amayno, Karen is defined by Kavanos Lahazik. The Madam of Paladin Iskim Knosa, Karen is defined by Mishun. Adkan the Rashash. So Ka'omer, they're not happy with this Rashash, a little bit later, the Rosh Yeshivas, because whatever all the other Gemara's about Kavanos Lahazik, we're going to make all the Gemara's of Kavanos Lahazik or Papa, that's not really so likely. They're all going to go like Paganiskim Amayna, we don't pass the Paganiskim Amayna. We're going to make all these Gemara's, go like Paganiskim Amayna, there must be some other reconciliation between Kavanos Lahazik and Mishun. And even the Rashash's Hanocha that the Omer Palganiski Mamoina, so Mishun is Potel Gamre, Karen has nothing to do with being Mishunah, because Mishun is Potel Gamre, it's also not so posh. The Mishnah says that Ochluk Susukalim is Chayav Chatzinezik. Ayas Mishunah. The man Domer, according to our Potel, the man of Palganiski Mamoina, Mishun is Potel Gamre, Kalvad Ochluk is Potel Gamre. So why is Ochluk Susukalim Chayav? Mashal asked the Kash. You could say maybe Ochluk Susukalim is not Mishunah, go to Susukalim all the time, it's just Kavanos Lahazik. Passage that it's Mishunna. So the Shita Mekubetz's answer is that Tosis doesn't mean that Karen's not Mishunna at all. He just meant, we elaborated on the Shita, he just meant that Karen is not so Mishunna that it should be Bechezka Shimur. Kalvud Achalimah's Mishunna is Bechezka Shimur, then you're Potter Lagamri. But Karen is not Mishunna, the guy's not so Mishunna that it should be Bechezka Shimur. No, you have to watch it, it might happen. So you mainly have to pay. Really, it's mamayin. It's chas rachmano, but it's really a chiyuv mamayin. But it's still mishuna relative to other to regal and shame. That's why it's chatzin ezek. It's still chas rachmano lake because it's somewhat mishuna, and that's still the definition of karen that it's mishuna, not to the level of kalva, not to the level of kalva dachal imra, which is beches kashimur that it's never going to happen. But on the level that it's not beches kashimur, but it's not still not urche. But yeah, it's interesting. But you're right. Nonetheless, lefi the Rashash, then the Shtikl Torah of the Rashash, we could be miyashu of this Rav Papa, and then there would be a revach. Again, even though the Rashash is not so accepted, but there would be a revach that then we would understand better. How come when a kelev eats shemen, so we say that's still called shame. But when an animal eats bread off the table, oh, that's already a carrot. Very strange. I mean, Shonim Eskan Rashi, the animal is bed off the table, fine, it's a little bit strange, but it's hungry, it's not, why is it be different than Kelev Shochel Shemen? Where they ask from the Gemara later on about the next Gemara, about the animal that climbed up on the barrel to get it to Lephus. So you see, if an animal can climb up on a barrel, why can't it climb up on a table? But with your Shtikl Torah, well, for that one, we're not going to solve. What? Yeah, those are that one's not going to help. But for the Papa one, the Kelev Shochel Shemen, yes, then we can say Shishapilpul that the Gemara before that Kelev Shochel Shemen is called Shein and it's not Karen, that's in the world of Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says it depends on Kavanos Lahazik. Karen Shochel Shemen is not Kavanos Lahazik, but an animal eating bread off the table, yeah, according to Rav Papa, it's also not Kavanos Lahazik. But now we're already out of Rav Papa, in the world of not Rav Papa, in the world of Palgan is Kavanoso, so then already it would be so they don't care if it's Mishun or not Mishun. No, Mishun it is. And the Chan would come out la'alocha that Kelev Shochel Shemen would also be Mishun, would also be Chatzin Ezek. Okay, anyway, let's see back. Hubacha docha lifta apum the donor. Sorech solik climbed up, went on top of the barrel. Ochel lifsa v'tabir the donor and it broke the barrel. Chivi rova lifsa v'adonu nezik shalom. So he was m'chayim nezik shalom. So it's a chiddush both in the lefis and in the barrel. It's a chiddush in the lefis. It's not the derech to climb up to the barrel. It's not the derech her to climb up the barrel. According to Rashi, climbing up the table is carried. Here it's not the derech either. And number two, it's the breaking the barrel is certainly not the derech to be on top of the barrel and break it. So, but he said, no, came in the urchi l'mecha, lifsu urchi na'im l'suchi l'mislim. Since lefis is a normal food, it's not like a lefis wasn't normal, but lefis is normal. So male, once it's normal for you to lefis, it's normal for it to climb up on top of the barrel. What's normal for it to climb up on top of the barrel to get at the lefis, then it's normal to break the barrel too. So it all goes into shape. Yeah, Kolomu, why is it different than the psoir than the table? Why is the barrel different than the table? That's three shayim's kasha and rashi. That's why they prefer Rabbeinu Hanan's gish, that the table is not mashum. And I told him, he says, no, the table means there are people at the table. So that's what makes it mashum. I guess we'll stop here. Tomorrow, I want to do the Sugya of Ilfa as much as we can. We'll see. We may have to go into Tuesday. But I'd like to try and do it tomorrow, and Sachar's already on Tuesday. But what you need to see is the Gemara itself with Rashi, the Rosh. There's also Mechamas. I don't know if it'll get good. As much as you can. The Rosh and there's a Mechamas. Is it late enough? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Everything is a different. Possibly, like something that's probably for animals and that's not for the